Hi, this is Wayne Roberts from the Fun Fitness Friendship Podcast. I'm at the Republic Bank Sports Ground. I'm talking to the captain of the winning Republic Bank football team at the Carrifin Cricket, Football and All Fools competition. Could you give us your name, please?
Keedon Crosby.
Keedon, could you explain to us how it was for you entering into the competition and at the end winning? Describe what you had to do basically to win.
Well, in order to win the game, what we had to do was just work hard, come together as a team. You know, each and everyone had to be trusting of each other. We had to look at our teammate and say, you know, he'll pick up the slack for me, and just to make things easier on each other. It was a good tournament. We had ups and downs at the beginning. Then we just got together as a team, you know, come together, showed a little cohesiveness, and just take it from there in terms of fitness and in terms of finishing and winning the game.
How many games you all played?
We played in all 4 games, winning 3, and we lost the first one against FCB, who we actually played in the final and beat them.
So, okay, so that makes it pretty interesting, yeah. You know, coming back and beating them in the final. Mm. What is the highlight or the high point in this tournament for you?
Well, the high point of the whole tournament is actually playing RBTT, because we have like a little rivalry with RBTT. So winning that game 3-0, we knew that, well, RBTT is a hard team to play, because we played against them in the Interbank League. And then there's a whole big history and rivalry between RBL and RBTT. So that was more like the highlight for us, winning that game 3-0 convincingly.
Competitions would be different because of the environment, the spirit. What is different in this Carrifin football competition from, let's say, the one that you played in Republic Bank just yesterday?
Well, the main difference is the fun aspect of it, because it's more like a togetherness here, a unity. I mean, we have the little rivalry, but, you know, at the end of the game, we could still shake hands and, you know, drink a beer together, things like that. Whereas in Interbank, it's more serious and hard-nosed, hard-hitting kind of stuff. So this one is more fun-based, and you can enjoy it a little bit better than actually the actual Interbank football league.
Is this the first time you're playing in Carrifin competition football?
Yeah, this is the first time in the competition, Ariel.
In terms of your participation and involvement in Carrifin, would you be seeing you at Savella on June 6th?
Yeah, I'll be down there for the, I'll do the one lap. I wouldn't do the 3-lap run. Yeah, I've been around Carrifin ever since I was a little boy, small, growing up with my parents and things, because both of them work for financial institutions. So I'm accustomed to being down there, so I'll be down there for the one on June 6th.
As the winner of the football within the financial services sector, Carrifin aim and objective is promoting health and fitness, people taking personal responsibility for their health through getting involved in a personal fitness regimen. What would you have to say as a young man, you know, reaping the benefits of parents who are involved in sports or being involved in Carrifin as a youngster? What would you have to tell the financial services sector to do to adopt a healthy lifestyle?
Basically, you know, to adopt a healthy lifestyle, they just have to make it part of their lives. I mean, some people look at having a healthy lifestyle as something that it takes a lot out of you. I mean, it does take a lot out of you, but at the end of the day, it'll help you in the long run. You could just, even if it's to take a walk around the savannah, or, you know, a little run on a bicycle, go to the gym, something like that. It doesn't have to be anything strenuous. It should be something that, but fun, and something that you can, you know, just, at the end of the day, you just pick up and you just go and do. I mean, being healthy is the key and then the core part of actually being a human being. You know, if you're not healthy, you're not going to live a good lifestyle.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your thoughts. Thank you for speaking to the Carrifin public. And see you on June 6th.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Take care.